Welcome back to Issues Etc. Well, now that we've completed at least a bit of the listener email, it's time to go on to Issues Etc. blog of the week. We read a lot of blogs. And among those that we read, we come across stuff that we want to highlight for our listeners. And so Jeff gets this idea. Why don't we pick, the two of us, a blog post every week and put it on our website, issuesetc.org, so that people can see what we're reading and what we found particularly impressive out there in the blogosphere. So Jeff has his pick. I have my pick. Now, if you want your blog or a post on your blog to be considered for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, all you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. When you get there, you want to click on Promote. And when you click on Promote, you will find something called a widget. It's a picture of the Issues Etc. logo. There's a set of instructions there to teach you how to put it on your blog. And once you put the Issues Etc. widget on your blog, you need to email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Just say, I've put the widget on my blog. We'll go and put it in the pile of blogs that we read every week, and it'll be considered every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What's your pick, Jeff?
My blog of the week is a blog called Light from Light. It's titled The Meaning of Words, and then the word is vision. In the English translation of the scriptures, the word vision means revelation. For example, God spoke to Israel in a vision, Genesis 46:2. But in the modern world of business and marketing, vision has been redefined to mean a list of goals or an agenda. In business, those goals are always man-made. When certain churches began adopting the business model of marketing, they reintegrated the word vision along with the redefined meaning. The King James Version translates Proverbs 29:18 as, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." The New International Version translates the same verse as, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law." Some Humpty Dumpty marketers use the first half of the KJV verse to prove that churches without a business marketing plan will perish. But they speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord, Jeremiah 23:16. All churches should have a plan, but that plan must be to exist to proclaim the word of God alone. When God reveals his word of truth, it changes lives, it creates faith. God's word is our revelation. God's word is our vision. The church is the body of Christ. Her hands do his will. Her mouth speaks his word. Her eyes see his vision. Light from Light is my choice for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
That is great. I should add before I get to my pick that the term there for vision in that passage is so often misquoted, misapplied, is a technical term in the Old Testament for prophetic revelation. And what the prophet is actually saying is without the word of God, the people perish. Without a word from God, the people perish. Not without our bright ideas. How arrogant is it to say, without our bright ideas and plans, the people perish? I can't think of anything more arrogant. In fact, one of our soundbites of the week, this week, Dr. Jeff Gibbs, he has a few things to say in the soundbite about vision, the vision thing, as they used to call it. My pick for blog of the week is a blog called It Is Finished. Very short post there called On Death. I'll read the whole thing. I don't need to worry about dying. I'm already dead. I'm a walking dead man. I don't need to comfort myself that when I die, I will finally be with Jesus. I'm with him now. We fool ourselves into thinking that we are already only alive here on earth. The only reason we are alive, truly alive, is because of Christ. He conquered death, so we can amen when we say, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? That post called On Death is found at a blog called It Is Finished. You'll find both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org. Under today's audio, look on the on-demand page. You'll find a link to each one of these picks for Issues Etc. blog of the week.